Greetings once again, fellow pilgrims. Walking through the books of Esther and Daniel, the dynamic duo series. This is Pastor Bob, along with Pug, our pug dog, who you can hear in the background, wants to get a word or two in here. So we'll just go with that plan. Hey, we're up to episode 4 in the book of Esther, and we're all ready to proceed here in our broadcasting studios in the parsonage in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. We've got the monks, the chant of the mystics. We've got the candle, the cinnamon cider, and we've got the tea, kava tea. And, oh yeah, we've got the good book. We've got the good book, the Bible, the bestseller. And we've got episode 4. As we walk through the book of Esther together, we will pick up where we left off yesterday. We're in chapter 2 of Esther. We left after verse 14 yesterday. Remember hearing about the process of Esther becoming queen and how the king is setting up a system in order to make that decision. And each young woman that is selected would be taken to the king's bed and given 12 months of beauty treatments and picking out her own clothes and jewelry, and apparently then staying with the king for an evening. And that's kind of where we are. Episode 4 begins in chapter 2, verse 15. And today we'll go through the end of chapter 2. From verse 15 all the way to verse 23. And we'll not only learn about the finishing story of Esther becoming queen, but we'll also hear the story of Mordecai's loyalty to the king in the second half of episode 4 today. So let's begin. When it was Esther's turn to go to the king, she accepted the advice of Haggai, the eunuch in charge of the harem. She asked for nothing except what he suggested, and she was admired by everyone who saw her. When Esther was taken to King Xerxes at the royal palace in early winter of the 7th year of his reign, the king loved her more than any of the other young women. He was so delighted with her that he set the royal crown on her head and declared her queen instead of Vashti. To celebrate the occasion, he gave a banquet in Esther's honor for all his princes and servants, giving generous gifts to everyone and declaring a public festival for the provinces. Even after all the young women had been transferred to the second harem and Mordecai had become a palace official, Esther continued to keep her nationality and family background a secret. She was still following Mordecai's orders, just as she did when she was living in his home. One day, as Mordecai was on duty at the palace, two of the king's eunuchs, Bigthana and Teresh, who were guards at the door of the king's private quarters, became angry at King Xerxes and plotted to assassinate him. But Mordecai heard about the plot and passed the information on to Queen Esther. She then told the king about it and gave Mordecai credit for the report. When an investigation was made and Mordecai's story was found to be true, the two men were hanged on a gallows. This was all duly recorded in the book of the history of King Xerxes' reign. And that concludes episode 4, our Sabbath episode today. We'll pick right up tomorrow at the beginning of chapter 3 of Esther, and hear about Haman's plot against the Jews. But until then, we have a Sabbath day ahead of us. Open your heart, feel God's presence, and know that you are loved by God above all. In Jesus' name, amen.